morning, everyone. We are excited because it's April 1st. Oh my God, it's exciting. Yeah. All right. So today we are going to talk about the book, Developing the Leadership Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. And we are covering the chapter about servanthood leadership. And what we covered last week, it's a question that we can ask ourselves to be a better servant leader. And last week we talked about the two questions. So number one, it was the evaluation question. So how do I know that I am serving well my people? Okay, so usually you're gonna check the organization. Okay, so maybe you are at Lidiama, so you're gonna see when we go to let's say a conference, people they know. Already know, just looking at us, they say, oh my God, they are Lidiama, okay? The way we act, the way we dress, the way we are professional. Okay, so this is a question, something that you can see. But when you ask yourself, okay, you have to have expectation and you have to ask questions to the people to know if you are aligned with your vision. And number five, we talk about the blind spot questions. You know, when you're driving, there's always a blind spot, okay? So this is how you can ask people to validate your, let's say, your question, okay? Your way. So you're gonna have, you can ask people to see your blind spot. And how you can do that, you can ask people, okay? How is it to be on the opposite of the desk, okay, when you are, okay? So when you are in front of me, okay, what is it to be at the opposite side, okay? So this is the two questions. So today we are going to cover questions number six with Jean-Philippe. So Jean-Philippe, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Sylvain. Good morning, everyone. So absolutely, we continue into that section about how can we serve people and understand what type of interaction that we need to have when we are developing our leadership. And today, the question number six, it's about respect. It's the respect question. So it's about understanding What do I gain as a leader when I'm adding you value? Okay, so the question is, how can I gain value while adding value to other by serving? So it's to understand that relationship. It's a relationship of reciprocity. So obviously, while I helping you, okay, and not necessarily with the intention of getting a result, okay, back immediately from my action, is just to be that servant, to be that person that want to help people, that is doing it generously. Naturally, what will happen is the universe will answer you back with much more value than what you are giving naturally. So there is no more noble occupation in the world than to assist another human being to help someone else succeed. So that's what we want. We want to be sure that when we are helping people, when we are giving them value with our knowledge, with our experience, with our strength, that this person can get to the next level. And obviously, as a person that is helping, we will get so much more value back from that situation. But we need to identify what will we get, because sometimes we thought ourselves that I'm doing this, but I don't know what I get back from it, okay? So that's what we want to help you, to be sure that you keep your focus on helping people and naturally you will gain value back from it. So now the question is, what if you spend most of your time helping others reach new level instead of just being successful by yourself? And that's the reason why people sometimes tend to work alone, tend to stay in the level three of leadership. When, like Sabrina and I have covered the podcast Tribal Leadership, people stay in that level three because they say, I'm better by myself. I can get results faster. Obviously, yes. Okay, we all know this, this quote, like alone you go faster, but in team you go further. That's what we want to do. Because when you serve others, it purifies your motive. It makes you like relatable and it makes you pure because you want to help that person in front of you. So doing things well for the right reason give great value to yourself. So what do we gain? What do we gain when we help others? I have 9 different elements. So number one, let's start. It gives you personal satisfaction. Okay, so why do we get personal satisfaction when we help people? Okay, so actually it fosters a sense of purpose and connection. So obviously, if you are able to help somebody in your team, like especially for us in MLM, this person knows actually that you want to help them get better skills. So naturally, if that person say yes to your help, it's because you are building a connection. So naturally, that feeling, okay, of well-being, of being happy, is part of what you will gain when you help and you add value to other people. So it gives you a purpose because you feel that you really help that person. So you're based on your mission. So you want to be sure that the person understands the mission. So naturally, everything is connected. So you will feel satisfied from that action. Number two, professional development. And this is what we tend to see in school, like in the school model, in the education school model. Like the students in at university, like they do on-job training. So for the teacher that receive that student in class for a certain period of time, this is a way for him to stay connected with the ground and what has been like teaching in a university. So for them, it's a great way to stay connected and to update themselves. So this is what we do when we help somebody. It's because we want to help them like get to the next level. So naturally, we will need to use our education, our pedagogy, so we can help people understand. So obviously, when you explain something to somebody, it helps you develop your capacity and your abilities, and it helps you stay connected with what is really happening right now in the world. So you're sure that you're helping them develop abilities that will help them succeed, being successful right now. Number three, it enhances reputation. Okay, so what does it mean? It's actually that when you are helping somebody, they will remember you. They will talk, like they will talk to somebody else about what you just did for them. Okay, so when you help somebody, you're being known, okay? And you're being known as someone that is helpful and that is reliable. So it helps you build trust and it helps you build strength with people. And it's actually help you develop your personal brand. So when you help somebody, people remember, and I did remember that Sylvain talked about it a few weeks ago. He said that people will remember the first person that helped them accomplish something. So this is all about your reputation. So maybe you won't see it at first, but I can tell you that in the past few years, okay, because I've been in my business for more than 8 years now, I have a lot of people that are starting back, okay, with me because they have heard the type of help that I give to my team. And they say, I want to have you as a leader. I want you to be my director. So this will build you a personal brand over time. So it enhances your reputation. Number four, it increases happiness. So yes, helping somebody achieving success is probably like the biggest gift that you can receive on earth. Because remember, when you help somebody get closer to the top, naturally, you get yourself closer to the top. So what will happen is that by the act of service, okay, it will actually release endorphins in all of your body. And those endorphins will create happiness and that feeling of well-being. So this is really important because, yes, personal success is great, but when you see somebody succeed and you know that, yes, they do it by themselves, but you know that you have been that person, just that helped them, okay, make a switch in their mind and like get to the next level, you will just feel that you will just have that feeling. And this is a great feeling. And this will actually help you help so much more people and develop that feeling of happiness and well-being. Number five. So helping others will boost your self-esteem. So the human is built this way, like seeing a positive impact on others will actually strengthen your confidence. So you will naturally start to believe that you have that capacity to help people. You will start believe that you have I don't know if I can say it this way, but consolidate your strength, that you have developed the right skills, that you have developed the right competencies. So then you are able to transmit that and help them develop their competencies and skills. So obviously it will boost your confidence, and by boosting your confidence, it will boost your self-esteem, and you will believe that you are a good person to help people develop themselves. Number six, it improves problem solving. So obviously, when we add value to people, most of the times, adding value to people is help them resolve a problem that they have. And when, especially in MLM, when they start, okay, they are living the same problem that we had when we started in our MLM. So this is a great opportunity to reflect on what was your story and what was your experience that you had in the past. And it will help you develop that solving skills, but also that critical thinking. Because you know that when there is a problem, there is a solution. And if you're that person that helped them find a solution, obviously, this will enhance your reputation and it will improve your problem solving and the mindset that you have when you face new obstacle and new problem. Number seven. I did not put number like next to each thing. Okay. It will expand your network. So how adding value to people, okay, expand your network? Well, when you go see new people and you get new people into your team as a leader, it will help you connect with those new people that actually will probably share your value. So those share value, those discussion, those moments when you have them solve problems, that you teach them skills, that you show them the skills and the competency that they need to develop in the team, actually, this will create friendship and this will also create partnership. So this will help you expand your network, and this will also help them expand their own network to develop also their businesses. Number eight, it will increase your career options. So when you help people, you develop that skills of leadership, you develop that skills of managing, you develop that skills of active listening. So this actually can open doors to new career path. So for us in MLM, this will help you reach the next level and also like develop new leaders. So for us in our MLM, when people become director, the next step is to develop new director to become a organizational leader. So this is the next step. So by helping others, you help them like build their strength and consolidate their abilities to be a director. So you can like actually become a leader, an organizational leader. Okay, so it's a way to develop your career, and most of the times this will align with your value and your skills. And finally, the ninth element of what you gain when you're adding value to others, it enhances your employability. So we all know that in MLM, there is no employee. Okay, we are all our own boss. But here, by doing that, working in a team, and especially in Les Diamants organization, it demonstrates actually that you have that mindset that is oriented, okay, to serve people. And this will help you show your potential, and you can actually contribute to the organization and to the team. And this is what is happening to Les Diamants. Like when the A team is selecting the people that will do the training during a week or at SFL or like the training class that we have on Monday night, they are selected by the way that they have act, by demonstrate that service mindset, to demonstrate that they can add value to their own team. So we are selected based on that. So we are able to help not just our team, but make sure that it benefits to all of the organization. So those are the nine elements that you can gain. They're probably much more. Those are the nine that I have selected to help you understand that, yes, there is so much more that you gain from helping people. It's not necessarily something that you can see or touch, but it's really based on what you will develop as a leader. So to help us understand all of those principles, all of those elements, Sylvain has many examples to help us understand what you gain when you help somebody in your team.
Yes, Jean-Philippe, I love when Jean-Philippe, when Mr. Maxwell said, there is no noble occupation in the world than to assist another person to help someone else succeed. Okay, so in our MLM, it's so close with that point because, you know, we are always helping others to succeed. So let's say we have a new member, a new recruit. Okay, so she just joined. So we're going to talk with her and we're going to ask, okay, what do you want? You have your program, okay, of Fast Track, I think, the new program that they can earn a gift in the first 3 months, okay? You can have, let's say, you're going to make money. Okay, so what do you want, okay? So with those answers, I'm going to help her to reach what they are, what she wants, okay? So maybe I'm going to offer her a Tupperware party messenger. Maybe I'm going to help her to create their group. Okay, so we are helping others to succeed because this is what we are doing best. Okay, serving others. And other things, I want to tell you when we had a special, I don't remember what was the product, but I remember that customer say, okay, I want to have this product. Okay, so I say, okay, you know what? You like the product, you want it. Maybe the people you are working with wants that product too. So I'm going to give you a catalog. I'm going to give you a brochure, okay? Ask your people if they want this product too. So she came to me and she said, okay, yes, I have 5 orders. Okay, I say it. So you can have it. So I say, okay. This is good because I'm going to make a commission on that. Maybe I'm going to make $200. Okay, that's good. Okay, but I'm not looking for that $200. Okay, I'm there to serve you. So what do you think about we are going to do a Tupperware party? Okay, we're going to do it on Zoom or Messenger. And you already have, let's say, $500 of sales. Okay, so if we had more, that's a good thing. And if it's the same, I'm just going to do my dinner in front of you guys. And she said, okay. So I did the Tupperware party, and we had six people who wants the kit. So can you imagine? And I offer her the kit, and she said, no, I don't want to have the kit. I've already have one a couple of years ago. I say, okay, yeah, but you know, you have five people, okay? Maybe you can consider having this kit. You're going to have those gifts. And finally, she said yes. So can you imagine? She said yes, and she have, let's say, five new recruits to start her business, okay? So after that, this is her decision, what she wants to do with that. But, you know, instead of just seeing that I'm going to make $200, I offer her to do the $200, and I offer her a Tupperware party, okay? So this is how we can serve people. Another example, during COVID, I remember I have one of my directors, she was, you know, struggling with how we can deal with the new ways to do the Tupperware business. And me, I try bingo, and it was working, and I have a great result. But, you know, Jean-Philippe, remember, are you going to do a bingo, Jean-Philippe? Oh my God, I'm never gonna do a bingo. I just remembered that conversation. And she was like, let's say the same. So I say, okay, you know what? I'm going. So I was doing the vacuum in my house. And when you are active like that, you have things you can think. And I think at that solution, I say, okay, you know what? I'm going to do a bingo for you. You are going to invite your people. I'm going to provide the gift. And if they date parties, you are going to do those parties, and I'm going to give them gift. So this is what we did. We date five or six parties that night. And that helps her to, you know, take advantage of the COVID and to say, oh my God, okay, yes, now I know how I'm going to do it. So this is how you can help people. So when you are helping other people, you are growing yourself in your business, like Jean-Philippe said. And for me, Maria was at my service. I just remember at that time, so sometimes I was struggling. I didn't know what to do. You know, you are not in a good phase. And she said, you know what, Sylvain? I'm going to do a Tupperware party at your place. So one day I say, oh, you know what? I don't feel like doing a party. So I'm going to wait, and I'm not going to invite anybody. Okay. And when she's going to ask me, I'm going to say, you know, people, they cannot come that day. So this is what she say, okay, I'm going to your place Saturday. She say, oh no, you know, nobody can come. It's in the morning. Nobody is available. She say, oh yeah, okay, that's good. We're going to do one in the morning and one in the evening. So I'm not doing one party. Okay. I have nobody. But now I'm holding two Tupperware party. So I start inviting people, and I have, let's say, six in the morning, six in the evening, and like say a total of five. So this is how you can help people when you are helping others succeed by the fact you are going to help yourself to succeed. So those are great examples of how we are at the service of people and how we can, you know, help them to grow, and it's going to help you to grow.
Yes. Thank you, Sylvain. So I think that you pretty summarize what is that concept, that obviously it's a win-win situation. Okay. It will always be a win-win situation if you do it, yes, with intention by helping people because you want them to be good, develop the skills, have competencies. But it's when it comes from a genuine place inside of you, obviously everybody will benefit from it. So that was a question number six, the respect question. How can I gain value while adding value to others by serving? And tomorrow we will get to the question number five at 8, that is the giftness questions. seven, sorry. Question, I said five, right? Okay, sorry. Question number seven. So the giftness questions. So let's see you tomorrow morning at 8. We're jumping on the French podcast. Bye, everyone.